Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Maybe Joe Bartel is heard. Joe Bartel, expert at rotowire.com for 2 decades, the industry's premium fantasy sports resource. Let RotoWire help you win at fantasy football. They have all the information you'll need to dominate your league and get a free 10-day trial just for Ben and One's listeners at rotowire.com/free. And we bring Joe Bartel on to Ben and Woods on 97.3 The Fan. Joe, had you heard that that story floating around yesterday?
I haven't heard that specific story, but it does not surprise me in the slightest. I mean, that's unfortunately the frustration that comes with both Thursday night football games and the Monday night football games. The good part is, hey, you know what you need to get. And in this case, okay, only 1 point, or you have a 1 point advantage. Awesome. You think you have the game secured. And then, of course, tragedy strikes. And frankly, it feels the same way in those Thursday night games if you don't have some of those stud players starting.
We had the debate earlier this year. Is that a punk move if you've got a 1 point lead going into Monday night and just benching your last player just to make sure nothing crazy like that happens? And we both argued, no, you let your player ride. You want those points. There's no way you're going to get a negative two from a quarterback. And now I was proven wrong. It does happen.
Yeah, the defense is the only time where I'm like, yeah, that makes sense. Otherwise, you would imagine most of the other positions are going to at least get positive points. And ideally, that positive points adds on to your season-long total. And I'm in a lot of different leagues where the playoff spots are awarded first based off a record, but then second off of how many points you're scored. And I really appreciate that because you know, and I'm sure everyone's been in this league situation before where you are like the third highest score in the league, but you have a 1-4 record or something like that because you've just ran into a bunch of bad luck. And I like leagues that kind of cater to that. So getting the most amount of points each week is really the goal. But in this situation, obviously it doesn't work out that way.
We're talking to Joe Bartel from RotoWire, talking a little fantasy football. And let me just tell you, this is a nice endorsement here because a couple of weeks ago before I was on vacation, I needed a tight end to stream. And I asked Joe Bartel, who should I stream? And he said, Will Dissly from the Seattle Seahawks. And the guy's been great. Scored a touchdown that week. I believe he scored another one. So listen, listeners out there, with your fantasy, tweet in your fantasy football questions, and we can ask Joe right now. But the matchups coming up this week, you know, Aaron Rodgers taking on the Lions, who, you know, of course, coached by Matt Patricia, defense is okay. Tom Brady against his nemesis, the Giants. Who do you like out of those two? And again, I'm going to ask this every week because those are my two.
Yeah, not a problem. And I'll be at that Packers game. I'm a little bit concerned given how great, frankly, the Lions secondary has looked. That Aaron Rodgers is going to struggle this week, and I think it'll be a lot of Aaron Jones, and maybe Devontae Adams comes back, and that helps relieve some of the pressure. But I think it's going to be a pretty defensive battle, and that might not make for a fun Monday night game, but I do believe the Packers defense would win out in that scenario. That being said, I think it's Tom Brady all the way, and yeah, I get it. The concerns are there. The Patriots are 17-point favorites right now, and I think they're probably going to cover that, quite frankly, with how many players from the Giants are going to be missing this Thursday night game, or at least are expected to miss it. That being said, I still think you have to roll with Brady in what appears to be one of his best matchups of the year. That's saying something, given he plays the Dolphins twice and the Jets twice this season, too.
Speaking of Baker Mayfield earlier, I saw even in our league, he got dropped after Monday, which looked to me like a rash move. I looked at the Browns' second-half schedule. They've got a lot of potential games where he could pile up some stats in the second half. Where do you stand right now on Baker Mayfield, his usefulness, whether he belongs on a roster or not in fantasy football?
For as great as I feel about calling or predicting the Lamar Jackson breakout season and Tyrell Williams and a few other guys, I've been equally burned by Baker Mayfield. In fact, most of my leagues, the combination of the quarterbacks has been Lamar Jackson and Baker Mayfield. And Baker was obviously the earlier round selection going in 7th, 8th, 9th round in those August drafts. And it's frustrating to see right now. And I get the concern. I get why people are dropping him. I do think it's a rash choice. And if nothing else, just look at his schedule after week 10. Of course, the Bills are going to be week 10. Before that, he has the Broncos and Patriots. If you were going to drop him during that point, he's a bye this week. I get that entirely. I would not waste a roster spot on him if you can afford or if you can't afford it. Completely understand that. But week 11, you have the Steelers who have improved a little bit, but not significantly to the point where I wouldn't start Baker Mayfield in that situation. Week 12, the Dolphins. Then you have another Steelers matchup. Week 13, playoff starting. Week 14, it's the Bengals. And then the playoff chance to get to the championship, it's the Cardinals, followed by the actual championship round, the Ravens again. I think that you have to have Baker Mayfield, if you are planning on making a run at the championship, at rostering Baker Mayfield, even if you're going to bench him, if you have the roster spot to do so and you feel like your team has a chance to make a championship run, I think that's the portion of the season where he's going to probably make the biggest difference.
Well, and my partner is sitting here at 0-5, so Ben, maybe that's a nice move for you to get Baker.
I don't have to worry about the playoffs, though, Woods. That's
well, you never know, Ben. You're not. It's not over till it's over. Got a tweet in right now from our buddy Audio B. Royster out of Philly. He asks, Teddy Bridgewater, are you a believer, Joe?
Yeah, I think I'm swayed at least a little bit by my biasness from when he was with the Vikings, and it's blasphemy to say as a Packers fan, but I really did like him then, and I thought he was going to be a pretty good talent, and I think the injury that he had, which was nearly catastrophic, kind of robbed him of what could have been. But I still think I'm a believer in the sense that he's a fantastic game manager for a Saints offense that just needs a game manager. And I know that's maybe blasphemy to say, given Drew Brees is very clearly a Hall of Fame quarterback, but he kind of has been a game manager these last two seasons or so and hasn't been asked to do too much. I think prior to the injury, he had maybe two passes over 30 yards thrown down the field. And I think that kind of says something about what the Saints offense is right now. And it's still effective. Alvin Kamara, Michael Thomas, two of the best weapons in the NFL. And you can get by with short throws when you have those two guys around. But Bridgewater is benefiting from the same thing too. So yeah, to the extent that I am a believer in what he can do for that offense, I'm not sure I want to use him as a fantasy quarterback. We have him ranked number 18 this week against the Jacksonville Jaguars. For context, Baker Mayfield's 19th. So there's probably some other guys out there that you pick up instead.
Joe Bartel from RotoWire with us here talking fantasy football on Ben and Woods. Joe, it's not like most fantasy football rosters are loaded with players from Washington, but how does a coaching change? Does that ever affect your formula, your equation for fantasy football and how usage can change? How much do you have to keep an eye on things like that?
Yeah, sometimes it does, right? Like we saw Freddie Kitchens do pretty well with Baker Mayfield and really have the Browns explode towards the latter half of last season. But we don't know what that's really going to hold for Redskins team that, if it weren't for the Dolphins, who they play this week, would probably be one of the worst teams in the NFL. And it's weird to say because I feel like there's three or four teams this year that could be applied for, but the Dolphins are just so bad that we all kind of forget about everybody else that's really stinking to join up in the NFL. So I think a guy like Terry McLaurin probably still benefits and I think is, at this point, one of the premium receivers in the NFL. And I know that the Rookie of the Year award either goes to a quarterback or running back in the case of Josh Jacobs. But Terry McLaurin probably should be considered in that capacity given how bad the Redskins are and how they have absolutely zero receiving threats, yet he's still able to do things on a week-in and week-out basis. I like him a lot this week, and maybe this ends up being an Adrian Peterson week, too, given how soft the match base is against the Dolphins. I'm a little bit interested, frankly, in both Preston Williams and Devontae Parker on that side of the ball, too. Like, except about Dolphins receivers, I don't know what this game's going to look like, and I'm trying to stay away from it as best as possible, but a guy like Preston Williams, who's getting six targets in every game so far this season, maybe he ends up benefiting from also a softer matchup on the side of the Redskins defense.
Last one from a listener talking to Joe Bartel from RotoWire Fantasy Football. Pringle from Kansas City, Byron Pringle, is he worth a start, he wants to know.
Yeah, he's definitely worth picking up in the grocery store if you see some Pringles around.
I did, actually, over the weekend.
Yeah, I'm also a culprit of the Pringles as well. But no, I don't know if he's worth a start. It depends largely on what Tyreek Hill's status is. I think it sounds like he's turning towards playing this week, and if that's the case, I just don't know anyone besides Mecole Hardman, DeMarcus Robinson, and Tyreek Hill are worth having. And, of course, Sammy Watkins is also hurt, too. And maybe if both Hill and Watkins are out, I understand the idea of picking up Pringle. But I would not waste a high waiver wire priority claim or any free agent addition budget on a guy like Pringle when we have Chiefs receivers that might be able to return this week.
Joe, as always, appreciate it. Your fantasy advice is sage and wise. We'll talk to you again next week.
All right, sounds good. Thanks, guys.
All right, Joe Bartel, rotowire.com. Again, if you want to get that free 10-day trial for all of his inside information, rotowire.com/free.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.